This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
DraftKings Sportsbook is not only my favorite sportsbook, but it's America's top-rated sportsbook. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free credits. Bet on the basketball team of your choice to win their next game, and if they do, you will claim $100 in free credits. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps for a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Tennessee only. Wager paid out in site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line. 1-800-889-9789.
Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is 3 and Out with Nate Hodges, Houston Kress, and Davey Hudson. The show that...
Yep, that's what I thought.
Fan Run Radio.
Today we are here to move volunteer athletics forward to greatness. It is my sincere honor and privilege to welcome Dr. Danny White to the great University of Tennessee.
Really excited to be here. So proud to step into this unbelievable opportunity. I've never worked at the big brand place until now, and I actually like the fact that the brand needs to be polished a little bit. Let's build some positive momentum. If you're upset or you're negative, text your buddy. Don't put it on social media.
No. You were doing fine. You had been courteous and you had established trust. And now this ham-handed segue. It won't do.
Dance. Of the people that we hire, a head coach that I can trust unequivocally. We obviously have some work to do on our football program, as the chancellor mentioned, from a leadership standpoint and, candidly, a competitive standpoint.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Because your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. Say, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance.
Welcome in to the Fan Run Studios of Fox Sports Knoxville. Man, are you in for a treat today. This never happens. Well, it happens a lot during basketball. It doesn't happen much, though, any other time. It's game day on Optimism Tuesday.
Buddy, we played a bunch of Tuesday night baseball games this year.
Buddy, come on.
What? It's a game day on Optimism. We did it a bunch.
Not Tennessee Tech doesn't count. Midweek games don't count. We ain't playing any SEC games on Tuesdays.
Kind of changing the rules, aren't we?
And come on, a regular season baseball game, still not that big a deal, even if it is an SEC game. I mean, you got three-game series. We never had a football game on a Tuesday. We have had a Thursday.
Never will.
And we will. Hey, don't say never.
That's true.
Titans Dr. Dan. On Tuesday.
Now that this NIL stuff's going through, they might start having games every night of the week. These players are going to be like, I'll come to your school, but how many times are you guys in the primetime slot?
Well, we worked out a new deal.
Yeah. We're the only game on Tuesdays.
Tennessee Tuesdays, we'll call them.
Optimism Tuesday.
whatever it takes.
Hey, Danny White, we figured out how we can bring Tennessee back.
You got to play junk teams on Tuesdays only.
Yep.
Get out of the SEC.
Tuesdays at noon, nonetheless.
On SEC Network Plus.
That way the Volflivers can't even watch them.
We have to cull out a certain portion of the fan base.
It's not a bad idea.
We
this
can
team
guarantee,
might want the least amount of eyes on them.
We can guarantee 37 viewers. No more, no less.
But we'll have those.
Pay these prices. Pay no more.
Do it on Nickelodeon like the NFL's yeah. games.
Ham it up.
Touchdown Tennessee. Slime cam.
Get the youngsters interested in the brand.
It's all about.
It is orange and white.
It's all about demo, Danny. You get the young kids. You got them for life.
Hook them.
Yeah.
Not Texas style. That was, it's a bad day to say that.
Yeah, yeah.
I meant like hook them.
Like fishing, yeah.
Yeah.
Someone told me the Texas logo looks like a uterus, and now I can't unsee it.
Well, they really messed up, and I'm not sure if they went through with the construction of this area. I think they did. But their club level, they did the – it's not that bad when it's all like 2D, when it's just like the orange, like, you know, silhouette of the steer on, you know, the white helmet or whatever. But when they did the three-dimensional club level thing, and the top open portion is a cutout of this, what really should be kind of a 2D silhouette, and they made it 3D, it looked like something straight out of the science book. And I think they built it. I could be wrong. I have to check on that.
I think they did.
Did you? Was it in the group? Was
it in the... breathing into the mic really hard.
Tickman.
I'm not even close to the mic.
He's good.
But
now.
It's turned way up. I'm just saying. I noticed it. It's okay.
My bad, Houston.
I'm not mad. He pointed it out. I was going to sit here quietly.
Didn't one of the listeners send us that picture of the first hole at one of the mini golf courses down at the beach?
Did it look like a...
It just looks like a huge lady parts.
All right. Off and running.
It's like different routes to get to the hole.
That's what she said.
Anyway, we played Texas today. Did he know his mic was on?
Yeah, he turns all the mics on and off. Of course he knew. Yeah,
oh, come on. Me. Don't act like he knows.
No, what's amazing is he won't listen to the show, but you say different routes to the hole, and he's back there just like,
gotta get this joke in. Brian's Giggity. Already sent us the picture. I think that's still just the concept picture, right? Or is that the real picture?
No, but that's it. You can see the construction crew up there looking at it.
That's a real picture.
I think that's where the team runs out. Just kidding. I'm just kidding. That's where they trickle out onto the field.
Oh, I thought I wasn't thinking that way. I thought it was more of a birthing joke.
Well, it was. It was all of those jokes.
Yeah,
that's not really where they enter the field, I don't think. Although that would be pretty funny.
I mean,
and here come the Longhorn. Da 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 da. Is that?
I don't. It's confusing. They got the eyes of Texas.
I think I was right. And then. Is that the one? No.
Maybe that's Oklahoma.
I think that was Oklahoma.
They all run together.
They're all pretty similar, really.
I don't know why, but that was the best pop top ever. It was louder. Had a good to it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought. Whew. Tim says, good morning. Got my cup on. Be gentle.
You know, you probably didn't even see my tweet yesterday, did you?
I did see your tweet yesterday.
Did you listen to my...
I saw that you made tiger droppings. I heard you did a bit.
I made tiger droppings.
You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah.
Wow. Dropping, I bet they like me a lot more than the VolQuest guys.
Dropping those nugs.
No, I was...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They did. They loved you.
Like, they were like, yeah, this guy is inside sources. In fairness, I really do have...
They did. Did you not see it?
No.
Yeah, the VolQuest guys hate you because...
Of course.
Because, you know, usually if we're breaking news, it's not packaged up in a nice vanilla, like I'm writing your horoscope way, like a lot of the insiders do, so they're never wrong. You know, we usually just break it, good, bad, or ugly, and sometimes, you know, if it's ugly, they don't like it. So they're always like, yeah, I think it's radio guys. They don't know anything. Hubs.
Feed me more. It's not Brent's fault. It's not...
I'm not making fun of Brent.
I'm making fun of
the Vol for Lifers in there. It's not everybody that's on VolQuest.
No,
I mean, I'm on VolQuest.
For those who may have missed it. So, first of all, they didn't even ask me, hey, do you want to come on the show at 3?
They didn't?
No. It's 3 o'clock and my phone just starts ringing.
Oh, they called you?
Yeah. And
how did they know? Because you tweeted?
Yeah, because okay. I had a tweet. So I spent like the first 5 minutes like, you can't drop something like that and just tease it for the next morning as if I don't have my own show to worry about.
We got 3 hours.
I know. But they wanted...
they're like, oh, you got 17 hours, so you got to come back on air.
You can't tease something for that long.
Sure you can. We teased
I know.
We teased that NFL story for like
2 days.
A whole weekend.
We got a little sidetracked.
just a little bit. David says, off the rails in 3 minutes. Yep. Lady part mini golf holes, different routes to the hole, and here comes Davey, earliest he has ever listened to the show. Amen to that.
Houston's got you covered.
No, I know. I'm here to do my job.
The rumor mill is in action.
No,
it's spinning.
Oh, that was a really like weirdly good impression of Jeff Charles. That was like scary good. I've never heard that voice come out of your mouth before.
It's an impression.
No, I know, but I've never heard you do it in the way you were like, oh, spinning. Like, it was just kind of kudos,
it's
man.
It's third down.
Third down.
Oh, I love it when he has to do that. We're getting beat by 40.
Yeah, you'd think maybe. Just like, hey, take the down off here.
It's probably in his contract.
Anyway, I get a call yesterday.
Does he get paid by the third downs? How many third
he
downs?
Might, actually.
How many third downs did you do? That's okay. You get $48.
Could be a big year for him.
$47 per third down.
We should get paid every time there's a three and out in a game. Huh. That's us. Patent pending trademark.
Mm-hmm.
Can I tell my story now?
Fire away.
I get a call yesterday from my MLB informant who said a former teammate of his in the bigs randomly called him out of the blue, hadn't talked to the guy in quite a while. They were never really, apparently, you know, all that close. They're teammates, they're friends, it's fine. Teammate, like I said, played at LSU.
Okay.
This guy did not play at Tennessee, my guy. But he does live in the area. And this LSU former player was like, so, you involved with the Tennessee baseball program at all? My buddy's like, well, I mean, I've gone to a couple games, you know, met the coach a time or two, nothing formal or anything like that, you know, just took the kids to the game, wanted to check it out. And then he starts asking all these questions like, well, what's Tony like? Is he a good dude? Does he recruit hard? Does he do this? Does he do that? They're sniffing around, man. They're sniffing. Mm. That's an initiative. That no dude's just going to randomly call, you think? Mm-mm. Could that just be like, oh, yeah, I'm here in my former school, might hire this guy. Do I know anybody? Oh, yeah, I'll just make the call. I don't buy it. I don't like it. I don't like him sniffing around. That said, I don't think I'm worried anymore about him leaving. I think he wants to be here. I think he's locked in. Hickman, keep your mouth shut because I know what you're thinking, and I know what you want to say.
I'd say it on any other day of the week.
Good. You're learning. Proud of you. Maybe it's actually genius. Tony drags him on even further, turns him down, and they are left with, I mean, the would it not behoove him to try and, you know, if he can, like, delay LSU
sabotage,
hiring?
Sabotage, maybe.
I don't want to say sabotage. You can get a bad rap for things like that. But, you know, just make it a little bit more difficult on them. They are an opponent. Their coach did talk bad about your players, your program, and your fans. Might be a little karma.
Tiger droppings, I don't have it pulled up. But what I remember was... They put your tweet, they had a screenshot your tweet, the first guy was like, I really want Tony Vitello. Or they were like, the first guy was like, I don't know who this is. And somebody was like, I think he's a Knoxville sports radio host. And another guy was like, I really want Tony Vitello, so I'm riding.
Well.
So they were kind of like, eh? Kind of perked up. And, on VolQuest, it's, you know, they're not happy, obviously.
Why?
Because they don't want to lose Tony Vitello.
Well, I don't want to lose him either, but I don't know why you have to be mad that LSU's sniffing around, or at least mad at me. You can be mad at LSU. Mm-hmm. I'm mad at LSU. Paul Maneri. and their entire debacle they've got going on down there. But don't get mad at me. Just, you know, just spread the news.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we have a big baseball game today.
We do.
So I don't know why
huge
people are. Let's focus on what matters. Not getting.
He doesn't know what he's talking about. Mm. He makes stuff up all the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's fine. Oh boy.
Wasn't somebody saying they were getting was the Arizona coach?
Yeah.
Well, he's available now.
That's true.
They got blasted.
Yeah.
That might be the biggest shocker of the College World Series so far.
No, not really. It's one of those situations to where you look back at how... What?
Like, what?
I mean, they had such a hard-fought game in Game 1 against Vanderbilt, and then, like, you go into 12 innings... And then you just get to the point you're beaten down.
Well, I think you could have made that point without completely just.
I mean, Vanderbilt was in that same game. They only lost one nothing.
It's weird seeing Davey Hudson go all baseball expert on us.
It was just the way he came in with, like, no.
Well, actually, when you look at it, like, it was just very pretentious.
Mm.
You could have said, like, well, wasn't that surprising to me after their tough loss in game one? Because I think Adam was saying he's surprised Arizona was out after two games and.
That's fair.
You know,
blasted. I guess after the hard fought contest where they just come up so close to beating like the team that's supposed to win it all, they really had them kind of choked down the stretch.
Oh, yeah. They should have won that game like two or three times.
And then you got to get back up next day, or really they had 2 days, and it just is one of those things to where they didn't bring the gusto. Now they're going home.
Didn't bring the gusto.
Sad.
Leiter had 15 strikeouts last night.
Oh, yeah.
Dang.
That's why I feel better about Tennessee getting blown out in game one.
I wouldn't say we got blown out. We got shut out.
It was never close.
It was 1-0 for like 6.5 innings. What are you talking about? It wasn't close.
It wasn't. Like we had opportunities.
We stranded four runners on third with less than two outs. What are you talking about? It wasn't close.
It wasn't close in the fact that you had all these opportunities and you never could cash in. It just seemed like the entire way the game.
That means you were very close to doing it several times.
I want to get into the semantics. There was –
Over half the game was a one-run game.
Yes.
That's a close game.
Hold on. Let me finish.
No, you're not going to finish this. Like, you can't say that.
Let him finish. Who cares?
This is Optimism Tuesday.
We weren't blown out.
They didn't kill him.
It's Optimism Tuesday. I think the fact that they played so poor throughout the entire game, you never could break through, is going to have them coming out fired up today.
It better.
There's a difference in playing super, like really poorly and getting blown out.
We got blown out, didn't play poorly. We just didn't finish on some opportunities.
See, I think
we're all
opposite.
Arguing in like a really big, weird circle.
I think it's the opposite. I think we played really poorly.
Houston, we've been over this. This is not a circle.
It's a rectangle.
It's more of a rhombus, really.
Trapezoid.
Trapezoid.
So we're kind of even, and they're offset. I think they played... I mean, played pretty poorly. They didn't hit a ball past where the outfielders stand.
Yeah, like not a single outfielder did not have to take a step backwards. That's usually not what we do.
I guess we pitched okay until, we went to the bullpen.
No, they pitched fine until the bullpen. But then it wasn't even really so much that he was pitching horribly. They just had the whole, like, steal every time call. I mean, he did give up a couple base hits, but.
You can tell that field is a kind of bigger.
Bigger. It's a lot bigger.
I almost said a lot bigger, but then like when you look at the dimensions, though, it's not really a lot bigger. But I mean, you can tell. Seeing some of those balls hit through the gaps in Lindsey Nelson Stadium, you probably grab those, throw them for outs.
What I've noticed in the other games, not so much our game, because both pitchers were really good, is balls that are hit kind of like line drives that are hit into the gap that aren't like hammered back off the wall. The outfielders, they're playing so much deeper. They cut those. They kind of round off and cut those balls off actually easier. And it seems like it's actually, in a weird way, kind of harder to hit a double. Whereas Lindsey Nelson, they'll just go ahead and play tighter because they can get all the way back to the wall. So those balls that are hit are one hopping off the wall, and as long as you're running hard, you can get in there with a double. It's kind of strange, almost like opposite thing happening. It does allow a lot more potential for the little flare singles, though, in TD Ameritrade.
Yeah, if we could hit anything over
the infield,
yeah, that would be
in front of the outfield.
Or over all of it.
That would be
good,
too.
Over the fence.
So Stanford hit a lot of stuff and blasted Arizona. Arizona's Achilles heel was always their pitching, and they just didn't have it yesterday. So they're out. They're done.
What was the final in that one?
12-5, I think.
Okay.
And now,
oh boy,
Stanford takes on Vanderbilt. 7 o'clock on Wednesday, I believe, tomorrow.
Oh. Really?
Mm-hmm. If we win, we would play
7 o'clock Thursday. Right? Isn't it Thursday, Friday, Saturday?
Yeah. Against the loser of the night game tonight.
Correct.
Yeah, there's only one game Wednesday, one game Thursday. And then two games back on Friday, if necessary, Saturday. Yeah, so NC State. I mean, that's the most shocking thing of the College World Series so far to me. Is that they're...
Yeah, Greg Sankey's like got to be livid.
Is that they're the team...
with NC State right now.
That's one, too. Because I would have picked Vanderbilt first, Arizona second on that half. NC State third. But they're the weakest team.
Okay, but by that logic, then Stanford would be the biggest surprise. Kind of. They've had a pretty good little run so far.
Is there third instead of fourth?
I don't know.
Well, it's just it's what NC State's been able to do. I mean,
he's becoming him, the contrarian. Mm. It leaks over that. Davey has a lot of it, but it just leaks, and it just infects the intern. Whoever sits in that chair,
yeah, becomes
just
more like
they,
Davey.
He's just
an evolution.
He's the bad apple.
Mm-hmm. I got multiple personalities inside of me, so.
So does he. That's what I'm saying. You guys are like, it's already happening.
I mean, the most surprising performance of the whole thing is probably NC State's number two pitcher, who's a true freshman, going 7 1/3 of shutout baseball. And then their closer came in and just locked them down the eighth and ninth. I mean, 1-0, are you kidding? I mean, Jack Leiter allowing one run is kind of okay.
That's about right.
NC State going through with not even their ace, going through that lineup, allowing zero run, and they weren't even close. I mean, they got a third once, I think. Like, with two outs in the ninth, I think that was it. And that's because they got a walk, bunted him to second, pass-balled him to third, I believe. Talk about not hitting the ball hard.
Seventh nationally in hits going into last night was Vanderbilt.
I mean, what a performance.
Crazy.
Good for that kid.
What's his name?
I don't know.
Heifeld?
They were 11th. Nationally in home runs.
Vanderbilt was?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that lineup is tough. They struck out Bradfield in the game. I was loving that.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Can't remember if it was. Look, they're not done. They're not out of it yet, so let's not, let's not go too crazy here.
I know. They'll have to beat NC State twice after beating Stanford. Sam Heifel.
All right.
He's 9-2 on the year now. 7 1/3, two hits, two walks, seven strikeouts.
Against easily a top 10 offense in the country.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, one of the best. And then Evan Justice came in. That kid's been incredible. His 13th save of the season, 1 2/3 inning. He came in after the sack bunt in the eighth. And only walked one guy in the 1 2/3. No hits, two strikeouts. Shut him down. 1-0, NC State. Puts Vandy in the loser's bracket. It was a fifth inning bomb off Jack Leiter. I mean... you catch one of his fastballs.
Like, yeah, it's going.
It's easy to turn it around in a hurry if you can, square it up. It was Terrell Tatum, the DH, the four hitter. Blasted into right field.
Okay.
So today it's Tennessee, it's Texas, 2 o'clock elimination game, and then at 7 o'clock you got Virginia and Mississippi State. That's the schedule. It's a game day from Omaha. It's Optimism Tuesday right here on 3 and Out.
Adam Hickman will have your Omaha weather report on the other side.
So sounds good.
Stay up to date here.
And just to go back to that Tony Vitello and LSU storyline. Apparently, it was Brent Hubbs that said, quote, Tennessee is hoping like crazy LSU makes a hire. Otherwise, it's going to get real interesting real fast.
Don't like that.
I got an optimistic spin for later in the show as it relates to, one, the new NCAA that we're about to get. Like, it's going to be a new NCAA. And then, two, Tennessee's football situation. Positive spin there.
Well, that's good.
I love how we were just talking baseball, and Davey's like, well, I'm going to talk about these things at
it's
some point in the
show. It's called setting up the
show. When do you ever do that?
All the time.
No, you don't.
It is an action-packed game day edition of Optimism Tuesday.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Walter Cronkite.
Don't they go to Walter Cronkite for the weather in Good Morning Vietnam?
I don't remember.
R.I.P. Robin Williams. Go to Walter Cronkite.
And now here's Adam Hickman with your Omaha weather.
Well, frankly, it's hotter than a snake's ass.
Thank you,
a
Mr.
Wagon
Cronkite.
Rut.
So it looks like the weather's going to be pretty good today. The high for Tuesday in Omaha this afternoon is going to be 91 degrees.
That's a comfortable summer in Omaha, you know?
It's hot! It's damn hot! You got a window? Open it!
They say they're going to have some sunshine with a thunderstorm or two possible. I don't buy that at all. Radar looks pretty good. Like I said, high at 91. Here's where it gets a little interesting. South-southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. With a 30% chance of rain.
I told you not to call me when I'm with someone.
I don't even know what you're saying.
It's from the movie. There's four people that probably got that.
Mm.
But, man, they're laughing.
At least they got it.
Yeah. Robin Williams goes to the weather, different weather guys.
Yeah, I got you. Know. And then he does the imitation of them.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. He's what he was good at.
Mm-hmm. Like with all the dinosaurs and Mrs. Doubtfire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so he tries to go to his normal weather guy, but he's with someone, so he has to go to Walter Cronkite.
When I think of weather, I think of, careful now, it's pies and snakes.
Well, nothing to do with weather.
Because they get real hot. Next thing you know, snap. Hickman doesn't even know what we're talking about.
I really don't.
Ernest P. Worrell.
Yeah.
Is it ring a bell?
No.
Want one for your boy?
I gave one to my boy one.
Last year.
Rock of ages. Oh, how do we just, it's got to be because it's a game day. We are just, we're spinning.
Told you, I didn't sleep well last night.
Nah, I'm sure, you said you were wired. Me. You did say that. You're dead meat.
Deep six, know what I mean?
Deep six, know what I mean? Okay.
It's really just stuff from my childhood.
Yeah.
My dad loved that Good Morning Vietnam movie. And we watched Ernest Saves Christmas a lot.
I have not seen Good Morning Vietnam in a long time. I need to rewatch that.
If you're a radio guy, I mean, that's something you gotta, especially if you do voices. Man.
I do voices.
I like your Bobby from King of the Hill the best.
But Dad, I want to go to Omaha.
I really do. I really need us to win three straight. So me and Russ can go and hook up Tony Vitaho and make the trip. This needs to happen. Tahomaha. I'll work on that.
So we're getting blamed on VolQuest of loving that Tony Vitello might leave. Which
what?
Makes the
literal zero sense.
Yeah, it's literally backwards. As a poster does point out, they're like, I'm pretty sure Fan Run Radio, it makes their job harder if the good baseball coach we have leaves, so doesn't really make any sense. But you know, that's the way people.
Whatever it takes to keep him is what I want to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be good.
It kind of depends, not on keeping Tony, but from their mindset of it's the summer, we usually don't have a whole lot to talk about. I mean, like, unless someone's wanting 3 hours of Depot a day, like, that's
mm-hmm.
You would want to keep Tony V.
Yeah, I don't want 3 hours at the Depot every day. So I'm going to go ahead and
say. I don't
say,
either. I love how people are debating that, like, why would he leave? He came on the radio last week and talked about that commit from Missouri. It's like, because he's going to keep doing his job until he doesn't. Like, you know, whatever.
He's not Derek Dooley.
I don't. Never mind. I'm not going to say it. Optimism Tuesday.
Yeah, save it.
Go ahead and say
save
it.
It.
Save it.
Save it.
Looks like he already quit doing his job after Sunday's performance.
Oh, okay.
Hickman, you're going to hell. You can't be. You're over here. Say it. Say it. Say it.
Pretty good
say
point.
It. I don't know.
I mean, we'll know today.
Oh,
they
yeah.
mail it in.
They're not mailing it
if
in.
If they Bruce Pearl Michigan this thing today,
they're not mailing it in.
Mm.
It's going to be a hard fought game.
All right. Remember when I talked about how, especially with the top pitchers on the mound, you'd have some low scoring games in Omaha?
Yeah.
People said, no, Nate, look at the numbers. I was like, okay. Yeah, there's always a lot of runs scored in certain games, like
yeah.
i.e. 12-5 in an all Pac-12 losers bracket game. But those aren't the games I remember from Omaha. I remember teams that come in, two teams sometimes with really good bats and really good pitching. And what is the old cliche that's still freaking true? Good pitching beats good hitting every time. Every time. And you saw it in the Mississippi State-Texas game. You saw it in the Tennessee-Virginia game. You saw it last night in the NC State-Vanderbilt game.
No one wants to watch a pitching battle, though. Well, maybe Comas, but that's about it.
I don't know. Sometimes they're good. I mean, if you're in it and it's your guy who's just dealing.
I don't know. I love that Texas-Mississippi State game. I was just.
I don't want to watch two guys play catch.
It was awesome. I mean, it was.
Play catch.
It was. I think when the stakes are high, I'm in. Like, I don't want to see, I don't want to watch Cardinals Braves in June.
Yeah.
With, you know.
Well, DeGrom shut them out. Or DeGrom, I'm not big into the MLB, but last night.
But when the stakes are high, like that Vandy NC State game last night, or Texas Mississippi State the other night when Bednar was just mowing them down. Because, I mean, if it's a pitcher's battle, it goes fast.
What did he have 15? Also, or did he have 17?
I think he had 15, but then the other guy,
closer
came in.
Seven?
No, he only threw like 2 2/3 or something. But okay. He struck out like, they both struck out like.
It was
more
six,
than,
didn't they have 21 Ks, I thought.
Out of, yeah.
Yeah, out so of he came in and got six.
Yeah.
So Leiter had 15 on his own last night. Enjoy your money.
Yeah. But I mean, NC State's true freshman, two hitter. That's incredible. Like him, he and the closer threw a two-hitter against Vanderbilt.
And what was your stat about them? They only pitched five guys in the regional?
In the supers.
In the supers?
They've only pitched
three games. That is unbelievable.
No, get this. Through two games in Omaha, guess how many pitchers they've used?
Three. Same reliever both times.
Same closer, yeah. Because he had a day off, so they just brought him back. And now he gets 2 days off. When did their game? So their game won, and they got to start on Saturday.
Yeah.
So now they're playing Friday.
Yes.
They could theoretically.
Yeah, they win that one, then they're.
They could go with their ace on Friday and just try and close it out.
Sure. Wouldn't you?
And if he loses, can they throw the Monday? Yeah, they could throw the Monday guy on
Saturday.
Saturday.
It's a little short. It's 5 days. Four and a half.
It's a 4 days rest, so you're going 1 day short of.
But didn't they go early on Monday?
So no. Okay. It was last night. That's last night. Today's Tuesday.
It is. It's Optimism Tuesday.
Right.
I'm aware.
So they might, but they might throw their third guy. I mean, their third.
Yeah, I was gonna say that
their third guy went like six innings against Arkansas and went toe to toe with Cops.
I was gonna say that's the guy that beat Cops.
It was 2-1, I think, right? And then when he was in the game, I think he held Arkansas to.
It was 2-1, then 2-2, then 3-2.
So, I mean, he and Cops were just toe to toe. But that was like one of his best outings of the year, though. He's not as good as the first.
Maybe he's just finally rounding into form.
But they haven't even had to use their setup guy, who's incredible.
Well,
he came in game three.
Virginia didn't have to use theirs against us. I hope he gets the pitch tonight, because that guy he punches himself in the head. I'm not kidding. Like, if he has a bad inning, and not even like he just gave up three runs. Like, if he just doesn't feel like he pitched well, he goes into the dugout and he punches himself in the head.
Mississippi State's going to wear them out, aren't they?
Oh, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No. I think it'll be a good game.
I can't wait for both these games today. Yesterday, I was like, don't care at all about Arizona and Stanford.
Yeah, I don't like that I don't care. It feels like Stanford's pretty good. They might be sneaking around.
Maybe we're like Stanford, just had a bad opener.
Mm-hmm.
You ever have that on teams? When I coached, used to do that. If we go to a tournament or something, you'd be in a weird place, you're traveling, especially basketball. Sometimes you just don't shoot. In a new gym, you just don't shoot. Just have an awful game. And then, like, the next game of the tournament, like a whole different
everything
team.
Everything
like,
clicks.
Kind of settled into the routine, the venue.
Well, and especially with this team, I mean, we talked about it, like Virginia, Stanford, Vanderbilt. It's like I get that maybe, you know, all of their team hasn't been to Omaha before, but there's a certain expectation. There's, you know, the coach can say, hey, I was here, you know, just a few years ago, we won a national championship. Some guys on the team, especially, you know, places like Vanderbilt, you know, they can walk those younger guys kind of through the steps and here's what can, you know, expect this. Don't worry about this. We're just kind of free floating in here like, I mean, how long ago has it been since Tony was in this thing?
I don't know.
I mean, long time. Like 20 years or something. So I'm sure a lot's changed. Brett wants to know, who do we think Texas will throw against us? We gave that name yesterday. I will find it for you.
Tristan something, right?
Big
fastball guy.
Tristan Hansen? No, it was Pete Hansen or something. One moment.
Chris Hansen.
Have a seat right over here. What are you doing here? What's your plan?
God, it's Chris Hansen.
The headline of that Tiger Rant thread was, "It's happening, folks."
that you know what? That gives me some throwback memories right there.
Uh-huh.
Gruden.
the guy that replied under
Tristan Stevens.
Mm-hmm.
Is who Texas is likely to throw today.
So somebody posted it and said, it said, my MLB source just called with a saddening story. LSU is very interested in
That
TV.
Was my tweet.
I'll leave it at that. We can't lose him. Can't. I'll explain tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. And then they link to the tweet. The first reply was, who's this guy and why should we care? Also, how's an MLB source going to know what LSU is doing? The next guy replies, I am one who wants Vitello, so I'm riding.
How would an MLB? I explained it very clearly.
Next guy replied, a local radio show host in Knoxville. Somebody screenshot your bio.
Uh-oh.
And I let them know who you are. And then the next guy said, I'm going to talk so much bleep if it's Vitello to the
bleeping
UT fan.
Did you see what they're already planning if they get him?
Bleepity baby LSU fans who cried that they don't want him because they beat us 5 times this year. At least he's calling LSU fans babies as well.
Do you see what they're going to do if they get Tony V?
What's that?
They're going purple and gold daddy hats. They're going to steal it,
mm-hmm.
just like they're going to steal the coach. Not. But if they were to, that's their plan.
Steal
the daddy hat.
My favorite reply was, should I order a daddy hat now or wait and see?
Stupid. I've long said, I wish Tennessee would do that. You know how we always say, like, we struggle to come up with cool new traditions?
Mm-hmm.
Just start stealing everything that works.
Okay.
All of it.
All of it.
I'm not kidding. Just do it. Who cares? Hey, oh, that's a cool thing you guys do. Oh, the crowd gets really into it. We're just going to start doing that too. Unoriginal. That could be our original. Just stealing everybody's stuff.
David said, this is the kind of thing that happens when you wake Davey up before hour three.
Tell me about it.
We get into a rhombus arguing in segment one. I'm here for it.
It's a Trigonometry Tuesday.
Oh, God.
Let's hit a break.
All right, final segment, hour one next. Final segment, hour number one. If you want to weigh in, 865-546-8200. We got lots to get to today on this Optimism Tuesday edition of the program. I mean, you know, our quarterbacks are getting arrested, but.
I don't think that's true. Was it? Arrested?
Well,
cited?
Misdemeanor, cited, something. Okay. Not arrested, maybe. But anyway.
Yeah, we'll get to that later.
He's still in trouble.
So. It's like he gets out of the doghouse. And then right back into the doghouse.
Right, yeah, yeah. And, of course, you know, there's at least some smoke around.
Is that a smoke pun?
No, just saying LSU, you know.
Just went from.
LSU would be stupid not to at least have Tony V on their list. I mean.
I know.
I'm with you. I'm not going to be super worried. If we had literally zero to worry about, it would be because our coach isn't very good. Or because our coach is mediocre, or because our coach is just solid. When one of the, if not the best historical programs has got your coach on a list, that means you're doing something right. Can't have one without the other.
I mean, he won National Coach of the Year according to two publications. He's only 42 years old. It's a guy who could be wherever he ends up for a very, very long time and be very successful. I mean, he did it in 3 1/4 season here. We're in Omaha.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't play very well on the first day.
Just one game.
Yeah, but you only get two bad ones.
Another opportunity today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the phone lines. We got DR Vol up first. What's up, DR? You're on 3 and Out.
Hey, guys. So after hearing Nate, I guess we're going to go ahead with Optimism Tuesday. It's not delayed or pushed back a day or anything.
It's Optimism Tuesday.
Okay.
Well,
I didn't know, man.
Okay. Do you have. Are you feeling pessimistic, DR? Is that what's going on here?
Yeah, that's an understatement. I mean,
well, let us talk you through it. You can okay. Bring your pessimism, and we'll spin that bad boy right in the opposite direction.
I need it. I really need it. You know, we've got our stud quarterback. He can't stay off the weed. We may lose Tony V. Doge has bottomed out, and our damn pets' heads are falling off.
Okay.
Add in the China crackdown on Bitcoin mining, and yeah, you can.
We'll start with Caden Sulter. I get it. He was supposed to be the stud. He didn't even go through spring practice. He was headed for a redshirt year anyway. It's probably a good thing that we haven't seen him to know if he's very good or very bad, because it appears at this point like we might not ever see him on the field wearing Tennessee orange. I'm not saying that decision's been made or needs to be made, but it's at least a possibility. That's too pretty quick strikes for an early enrollee.
Yeah,
fair?
I mean, we're talking about a quarterback position, the one that you need to be a leader, you need to be intelligent, and he has shown me since being here that he is not an intelligent person.
Right.
And so I'm starting to think, like, even if he does have all the physical tools, he could just be another JG who, you know, he might look good, but whenever you have it, when you have him get out there mentally, he's not able to put it together. And that's the way I'm starting to think about Caden Sulter. That's honestly, like, he's not a smart guy. Doesn't seem, and you can say he's a kid, he's making dumb decisions, but man, when you've already had one drug offense and you get in trouble for one within a month of basically being reinstated.
I'm not ready to crucify the kid, but it's not a very good look.
Jameis Winston 2.0.
Well, I wouldn't Winston, say that. Yeah, Jameis Winston,
he won a natty.
National championship. Yeah, yeah, that's a, yeah.
He's on the right track.
I mean, he just went for a QB sneak.
It's Optimism
Alabama
Tuesday. I like Adam's sake.
I mean, don't y'all think he just went for a QB sneak for the second time in a row against Alabama? He's just off the field, JG, it seems.
Mm.
Off the field, JG.
I like it, but I'm not smiling at it today.
Did you hear he asked his friend to chuck it out the window, DR?
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly right.
So
yeah, I love how his taillights didn't even work.
That's the thing, too, man. It's 3 a.m. You're going to get out there. You don't have a license. Your taillights don't work. You've already got a couple of other violations as far as part of your license plate is restricted from being viewed. So it's like, I mean.
None of this is good.
What are you thinking?
Put that pot into the mix.
Yeah, just sprinkle that in. So there's the Caden Salter thing. The TV thing, it's like what Nate just said. We have a coach that people want. That's a good thing. That means he's doing his job, and now it's going to be up to Danny White and the administration to give him everything he needs to stay here. Now, can LSU outbid us? Sure, they can. But we have to hope that it's maybe more about things other than money. Like, he wore the loyalty shirt to the SEC tournament. It'd be very weird if we show him the loyalty, give him the contract extension and the raises for the coaching staff, the new facilities, and then once we put that on the table and he knows that we're being loyal to him, and he then says, oh, no, wait, bye, LSU camp. And I'm not saying it wouldn't happen, but I do think he wants to be here and see if he can't be, you know, the Tennessee legendary coach of all time. I think we talked about this. It'd only take him like 7 seasons at this rate to be the winningest coach in Tennessee baseball history. That's nothing. And then Doge, I got nothing on Doge. It's We need some help there.
Rip.
I'm not ready to rip it, but it's not good. Needs a surge. Needs a boost.
Yeah, at this rate, it's not even getting to the stratosphere, much less the moon. It doesn't look like.
No.
Do y'all think there's tweets out there? You remember when Pruitt was starting to do good and we're worried about him going to Bama? Do you think when we hired Tony V, we thought, oh, God, if he does good, he's going to LSU?
I'm sure some did. I would imagine.
That's what I find funny. That's why I'm trying to not get overly pessimistic, but it's so hilarious how quick things can fall apart. Y'all remember, I mean, Davey had talked about his time hop. Last year we were riding high. We're, what, longest win streak in the nation, number 2 recruiting class, and, man, we just crater it seems.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they say keep the cup firmly fastened. It is amazing how quickly you can go from – I mean, that's what I said, Nate, yesterday towards the end of the show. It's like, how Tennessee would it be to get to Omaha, lose 2 games, then lose your coach? I mean, it's not
like I said yesterday, chaos isn't a pit, it's a ladder, man. We just keep climbing that ladder. Guys, before I go, I know y'all have got a bunch of LSU fans listening. I would like for one of them to call in to see how they're going to fix the rape culture for the football program. Y'all have a good day.
Yikes.
Thanks for the call, DR.
It's a good thing the hour's up. We got a break on that note. If you're an LSU fan and you'd like to call in about something else, the phones are open, 865-546-8200.
Why did you just do that?
Work on our Walter Cronkite voice for you.
Walter Cronkite.